Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Two of Wisconsin's largest healthcare providers are discussing a possible merger. Gunderson and Marshfield Clinic Health System will spend the coming months working out details of a merger that could create a system led by more than 2,000 clinicians and over 18,000 employees. Marshfield CEO Dr. Susan Turney says the two sides are at the very beginning of the merger talks, and discussions have focused on dealing with rising costs and lower reimbursements while still trying to serve the mostly rural populations. Turney says a merger is not a foregone conclusion. If they were to merge, Marshfield Health System and Gunderson would have 13 hospitals and more than 100 medical clinics. And a partnership has produced green energy at UW Stevens Point Treehaven near Tomahawk. Director Scott Johnson said Treehaven partnered with the Green Fund at UW Stevens Point. Students put in $1 a month into a fund to raise about $80,000 a year towards sustainability projects. He asked administrators of the fund whether they would contribute 50% toward a 20-kilowatt solar array at Treehaven.
The panels are located on Birch Lodge, one of our two main living centers that sleeps 56 people, and they were installed the last week of April, first few days of May, and they will power both Ed Oakray Aspen and Birch Lodges, taking two of our main large buildings off the grid.
A Stevens Point firm, Northwind RE, did the installation work. Johnson says this type of green installation follows the history of the property.
We recently learned that Treehaven was designed by John Howe, which was Frank Lloyd Wright's chief draftsman for 25 years and right-hand man. And so all the buildings were designed built into the hill or with a southern exposure. So we'd like to turn a lot of those southern exposures into electricity generation.
Johnson says the project is a partnership between UWSP students and Sustainability Department and Treehaven. Treehaven's facilities overlook 1,400 acres of forest and wetland habitat that hosts an abundance of wildlife species. And a report from the Badger Institute suggests raising Wisconsin's minimum wage would cost about 350,000 jobs, as we reported earlier this week. And a report prepared for the Wisconsin Insurance Commissioner's Office finds expanding Medicaid would lower premiums on the individual health insurance market. Wakely Consulting Group says the premiums could drop by 7 to 11%. Governor Tony Evers wants to accept federal money to expand Medicaid, but the legislature's Joint Finance Committee plans to vote to kill the idea tomorrow. Republican opponents say adding 82,000 people to Medicaid would increase private insurance costs and expose Wisconsin to risks if the feds drop the reimbursement, but proponents say that is not true. And Madison police are looking for a man who came up behind a 13-year-old boy late Monday night. The teenager said the man smelled like alcohol and was worried he might be attacked. He says he punched the subject, who was in his 40s, and was thrown to the ground. The boy says he bit the man's arm so he could get away and run home. No names have been released. And the Milwaukee Department of Public Works says a crew was conducting electrical repairs when one of the workers was injured Tuesday. The victim was accidentally hit as a DPW vehicle was backing up. The vehicle ran over him and he was trapped underneath until he could be pulled free. The injured man has been reported in stable condition at a local hospital. The weather forecast for this afternoon, it's going to rain. Temperatures falling to about 39 by 5 o'clock. Wind gusts as high as 21 miles an hour and about a quarter and a half inch of rain this afternoon. Then tonight, more rain and windy, 100% chance, and about 1 to 2 inches of rain overnight tonight. And then rain likely tomorrow morning, cloudy with a high near 42. Thursday night, cloudy, low 31. Friday, partly sunny, high 54. And by Sunday and Monday, temperatures will be approaching 60 degrees again. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.